spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, happy, happy Friday. Allie in for Gatos. Gatos back on Monday. Let's jump right into it. They got him.
The killer responsible for Lauren's death is in custody. Our community can breathe easier knowing that this suspect will not be able to harm anyone else. But that does little to ease the pain for Lauren's family. This is not a time for celebration.
Yeah, that right there. James Hester today, Phoenix Police, talking about the murder suspect of Lauren Henke, who was killed. Well, she was attacked last Friday, but they didn't discover her till 24 hours later. And the suspect is... The stuff surrounding him is odd, to say the least.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions. The concept that he followed her, essentially, while she was out hiking.
They crossed paths?
Turning around to go and follow her, essentially. And the fact that he had been, you know, accused of being aggressive towards other females in his workplace. He had told police that he wanted to look like Lauren. It doesn't add up.
Not everything they say adds up. And I want you guys to listen to this again. He said he wanted to look like Lauren. He knew Lauren. And then he said,
I do believe at this time that the attack was random. However, we have not concluded our investigation into that.
How was the attack random?
I mean, like, perhaps, like, unprovoked, I guess. I don't know. Like, I mean,
they did cross paths earlier in the day. And, like, but obviously there was... He knew who she was.
Yeah,
I don't know if she knew who he was.
Yeah, like, and not that we really need to know this information, but in all of the court documents, it talks about how she had left her home, wherever she lived, whether it was an apartment, condo, whatever, and had walked to this trail. And so, did they live in the same apartment complex? Were they near one another? I know we talked about him potentially working at like an athletic store. She seems like outdoorsy.
Like a jogging kind of
runner
store.
Yeah, so like did she go in there and buy shoes and he saw her and then like followed her? I don't know.
Yeah, but they crossed paths earlier and then I guess he doubled back around and then they got into something. And that's the part that, you know, everybody's obviously trying to figure out, okay, so... What took place? Because
she survived. He
survived the attack.
Yeah, and like all the report talks about is that it appeared they both ran through a barbed wire fence. Like she was trying to get away from him, yet he stabbed her 15 times. She fended it off. There was like wounds that she tried to protect herself. He ran off. We saw that surveillance video of
him
running.
And he didn't deny that was him.
Correct. And then. So she's bleeding out in the desert by herself?
Yeah.
So she almost survived.
Almost
which is
survives.
Just heartbreaking. You think about her family and knowing that her last moments were herself trying to protect herself.
Yeah.
And that I can't even imagine.
And you brought it up earlier, the fact that nobody heard from her for 24 hours and she had her phone apparently.
Yeah, she was supposed to be going hiking with a friend. She was supposed to show up at work later that day. They thought it was all suspicious that she wasn't there. And I mean, again, I think her family lives out of town. Okay, that makes sense. But like the fact that whether it's your friends, your family, I talk to my mom and my sister all the time.
Nonstop.
It's I know it's not healthy. But the concept that you haven't heard from your family member for 10 hours and... Okay, someone's got to go looking for her. Did who else knew she was hiking that day? If that, like, put those pieces together and how quickly would... I'm not saying that she would have been found alive, but, I mean...
There might have been a chance that she could have been safe. That's the big thing. And I think that is the reality of the... that, you know, I think everybody thought she was strangled or murdered right there and it was over. That the fact that she had survived the attack and by doing that crawled over in an area where she wasn't found.
Yeah, and like that just seems wild to me because we all keep talking about how popular this trail usage is and that there were, in the court documents, it talks about at least 10 to 15 different people were caught on that camera that they used to catch the guy on. Well, how did no one hear or see anything? I get it. She crawled off a path or was in a discreet area, but it just seems so bizarre. Yeah. Like, think how eerie it is. If I were to go out hiking and then I see this on the news later that day,
how many people pass by?
And that's what I'm talking about. It's like. Like, how heartbreaking. Like, I'm going to take that on as I should have done something.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's a horrible situation, but they believe they got him. And we'll discuss more about this a little bit later, because some of the stuff about him is bizarre. And he is 22 years old. He's already been in jail for 16 months. I don't know if he was discharged from the military, because he was in the Marines apparently for a while.
Very short time.
He had struggled with a lot of things. And again, the weird thought of he wanted to look like her is also a situation that is bizarre. But
he was arrested in 2020, faced 13 felony counts, yeah, including 5 kidnapping charges.
Oh, my goodness me. So had issues for sure. Allie, in for Gatos, the immigration nightmare is continuing. What is going to happen at the border? There's a lot of people asking questions about that. How bad is it going to be at the border? That I'm not quite sure, but, you know, it's going to be bad. I think we know that.
They've already dispatched 1,500 troops to the border. They would be in support roles for the Border Patrol. They wouldn't be policing the border, but they'd be doing things like data entry and other things of that nature, warehouse management, et cetera, et cetera. They're also working with Latin American countries to open up more immigration processing centers in those countries to try to ease some of the demand on facilities.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And I pointed this out over and over again. If your goal is to get to the United States of America, and you know that you're a migrant that is coming here for economic reasons, you're not being persecuted because of your sexuality, because of your political beliefs, yeah, because of your religion, which is the threshold of what asylum is. But you know that you're not going to, if you're there and they adjudicated you at that moment, they're going to tell you no, but they're going to give you several years in the United States.
Yeah. And like we put this off for however long, yeah, and now they're just preparing for the masses. Yeah. And the soundbite that you're playing is that this extra support is going to be filing paperwork, handling appointments. Like, it's not like, is it now the floodgates are just open and here we go?
I think that's a possibility. It depends on who you talk to, because our buddy from Santa Cruz County, Sheriff David Hathaway, who we've had on the show, who thinks that, you know what, the only thing the cameras ever put up out there in the desert is we see, you know, like birds and squirrels and rainbows and butterflies.
Maybe
I've never seen
just looking the wrong
illegal
way.
Immigrant or anybody that's coming over here. They don't even, he says, this reminds him of Y2K. The only thing I could think when I hear of him and hear him say this stuff is, you're a coyote.
Oh my God.
Chad, it's a legend, it's a joke, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying, because he says it's overhyped. It's
to
like Y2K.
Downplay it. You have just about everybody,
yeah,
talking about
the White House. This is the White House. Everybody sees it going on, and he's like, "There's nothing to see here." I don't buy that for a second, and I don't think anybody else does.
You have border towns and cities already declaring emergencies. You have hospitals overflowing, not being able to bring in anyone else. Like, okay, so then what is it?
Yeah, I think he is looking at it in a much different way. There's something about him that just seems a bit on. All right. A lot of stuff still to get to. Something is finally over. Thank the Lord. According to one organization, our version of it doesn't get over apparently until Thursday, but one organization said, hey, guess what? It's over. We'll talk about that straight ahead. It is Allie and Forget Us. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
All right, Big Q every single day during the week. Gatos joins Brewman, Big Swole as we call him around here. But it's been Steve joining the program, and you've got the Big Q poll today. What be it?
Yeah, yesterday we talked about that survey that said, what was it? The average American spends over 10 hours a week pretending to work. Yeah.
That's a low ball.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite. I think it was 30 hours pretending to work and 10 to...
potentially.
Yeah.
So I got the opportunity to call out Mike Broomhead for all his pretending. Here's the question. How many hours per week do you pretend to be working? 0 to 5 hours, 5 to 10 hours, or 10 plus hours?
0 to 5 is at 57%, and somebody's lying. which is 57% of people.
Yeah, I think this is what happens when you know that it's 10 plus, but you don't want to say it, so you pick the second highest option.
Yeah, yeah. 5 to 10 hours is 12%. 10 plus is 31%, though. There's some people out there that are honest, you know, and it's, and it's funny. You never, here's the one thing. Did you get your job done? Because part of that is, if you got your job done and you're sitting around doing nothing...
That's literally my whole argument yesterday. I feel like I'm a very productive person, and I'm going to get my work done at probably halfway through the day, and then what? Am I going to work ahead and get more work done and probably not going to be paid for it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's it's a weird situation when I look at stuff like this and think, the way it should be phrased is, do you get your job done in 40 hours? And how many of those hours did it take you to get it done? And you might say, oh, I get my job done in 25 hours. Well, that means 15 hours you're getting paid for.
And then there's also the other jobs that you don't necessarily, you could be working at a counter and you have to have people come in and you're, you know, ringing them up, etc. Yeah. So yeah. You have to be there for 8 hours.
You're captured there.
Just against your will.
Against your will.
And how many of these people answered the poll question on KTAR.com while they were at work?
Ooh, that's the next poll question.
Plenty. We need to out them. So, like the guys in there, you guys get your job done in 15 minutes. And then for the next 7 hours and 45 minutes, you guys just screw around. That's what I heard.
That seems like a personal attack against them.
No, it's not. We're having
no official comment on this matter.
Why? We were all having fun. I'm with you guys.
Yeah, we were having so much fun, and then you took it way too far.
I'm leading the charge of foolishness.
You know what? I will say, tip of the hat to you, complimentary bean and cheese burrito this afternoon.
You guys are welcome. It's Cinco de Mayo. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And we just saw that Biden and Harris both got tacos today for lunch.
It's the tiny onions for me.
The tiny onions are delicious.
They're so good.
They're phenomenal. And we were joking about just Trump when he was sitting in the plane with his finger up, his thumb up, and he's got the old, was it taco salad? Is that what he was eating at the time?
Yeah, with the shell bowl.
Yeah.
A taco bowl.
Yeah. I'm going to eat the bowl because they said I can.
That was when he tweeted out the picture of him eating the taco bowl, and quote said, I love Hispanics.
Oh, God. You don't get to do that.
Well, he did.
Well, he still shouldn't. He shouldn't have.
Oh, my Lord. Whether he should or shouldn't, he did. And that's why Trump is Trump. In a weird way, you're like, that was awful. But then you're like, that's Trump.
That and Trump he bought does. It at the Trump Tower Grill.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't want to say you misquoted that, but he always said, like, Trump Tower has the best tacos or something.
Yeah, it says, Happy Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
That is spectacular. It's over, people. All of us, our long nightmare is over. The World Health Organization announced today that they have ended the emergency that was the pandemic for COVID-19.
Great job, everybody.
We can put it away. So that was the big announcement. The rest of the announcement was from the world that says, yeah, duh.
We slowed the spread. It was a 2-week curve, remember?
Big-ass curve. Remember the 2-week curve? Remember when Ducey came out? And he's like, they're like, all right, so we're going to do it in phases, go home Netflix and chill kind of thing.
I remember when they started selling alcohol to go.
Yeah. So they sold, remember the phases were going to be phase one. And then when we get down to this level, we're going to open up this for phase two. Phase one started here. And the next week we're like, all right, we're back to normal now. You guys were serious about the 2 weeks? We were not. So it is over. The World Health Organization has officially said, overdone. On the 11th of this month, which is Thursday, our emergency whatever goes away. And part of that is not just Title 42, but people that were mandated to get vaccines and things of that nature. That all goes away as well.
So what happens to those people that, like, you know, were forced out of the military and stuff?
Some of them are suing to try to get back pay and to get reinstated. And I think...
You think that's going to happen?
I think in some cases it's going
to
happen.
It just seems wild, like, to think about that. Okay, well, if it's not a mandate anymore, how many people left?
Well, a lot. They're thrown out. And that's why the Navy has to have drag queens try to get people to come back.
Can't.
I didn't make that up.
Not saying you did.
Everybody looks at me like, you made, no, I didn't. I did not make it up. They had Harpy Daniels, and it was one of those things where you're like, that's what you guys are thinking?
That's...
Because they looked right at Bud Light and said, hold our Bud Light.
No.
We got something good. This is going to be awesome. What are you doing in the Navy? Oh, I'm in Sassy Team 6.
Oh, my God. I can't. I truly cannot with you.
Oh, my goodness me. All right, coming up, we're going to hold up the headlines with Heidi Hommel. We're going to give her day two of holding up the headlines. I think we got this. This will be fun. Allie's in for Gatos. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
All right, every single day at this time, we hold up the headlines today. Heidi Hommel, you're ready to get our snark and our fun holding up the headlines. Let's do it.
You heard it live on KTAR.
I do believe at this time that the attack was random. However, we have not concluded our investigation into that.
Phoenix police say 29-year-old Lauren Heike was likely killed at random but not sexually assaulted by her alleged killer, Zion William Teasley. Lieutenant James Hester explained how Teasley was found.
We collected several items of evidence and several hours of video. As a result, we were able to develop a forensic profile on our suspect, additional images identifying our suspect, cell tower evidence placing him in the immediate area.
Phoenix police do not yet know a motive, but are currently working with the Maricopa County Attorney's Office to help determine charges. Teasley was booked on first-degree murder. For more details and video on this shocking case, head to KTAR.com.
And but now it's time for Holding Up the Headlines. We're doing it right now with
Holding Up the Headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
We started our Cinco de Mayo party a little bit earlier here today. It's a horrible situation. There's a lot about the guy that is a mystery that has gotten out. And I think we need, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but it's not random, but at the same time, yeah, kind of knew her and at least and wanted to look like her.
Yeah. And like the concept of like, okay, we can say that it was random, but to turn around and follow her, it's not like this was completely unprovoked.
No, there's a lot to this, and we're going to find out more and more. And he has been in some trouble in the past for several different things, and it served time.
13 felony charges.
13 felony charges, some of them for kidnapping.
As a 22-year-old.
Wow, it's a horrible situation, the loss of a life. We're holding up the headlines.
New this afternoon, the vacancy for ousted Republican House member Liz Harris has been filled less than a month after her expulsion.
After interviewing three nominees provided by the Arizona Republican Party, which included Harris, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors appointed Julie Willoughby. Jack Sellers represents LD-13 on the Board of Supervisors and spoke to each nominee.
We discussed Proposition 400, homelessness, water, and of course, elections.
Willoughby previously lost the race for this seat during the 2022 election. The appointment passed in a 4-1 vote with the only Democratic supervisor, Steve Gallardo, voting no. Taylor Tassler, KTAR News.
Yeah, Gallardo said, I can't vote for anybody who can't denounce the big lie. But Willoughby with the win. Harris, sorry, and we were joking earlier that they interviewed all of them, and you were like, well, what were the interviews like? Well, they wore shoes.
Yeah, what were the stipulations? They came with shoes on.
Nobody hissed at me.
Nobody barked.
So Willoughby is the winner in this situation.
Elections. Of course, you asked about elections.
Well, have to. Yeah. Steve, are you going to steal? Are you going to get inside the sidekick, Steve? Are you going to get inside any more trash cans? Are we done with that? So, Willoughby, congratulations. You're the winner of whatever it is that you've won. We're holding up the headlights.
Arizona's immigration crisis.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas visited the southern border today to view the border situation ahead of the end of Title 42 next week. He says migrants are being misled by smugglers and arriving at the border only to be turned away.
We are working within a broken immigration system that for decades has been in dire need of reform. That is a fact about which everyone agrees.
Mayorkas says there are lawful pathways into the country being created to help migrants enter legally.
First of all, let's just all agree with this. Alejandro Mayorkas, you are the worst at this ever in the history of forever. And I think we can all agree on that. They are going to get here. And on the 11th, they're going to start and they're going to come, and they're going to come in waves and droves. They're already doing it, and the Border Patrol is talking about the record numbers they're getting on a daily basis now. And yes, they are being, well, they're not being misled, because the asylum is in, it's a law. They got every right to apply for asylum.
Well, and at the end of the day, if they see what's happening, why wouldn't they take advantage of it?
Absolutely. Well, I would. I tell everybody that. And you're not going to apply in a country that you live in if you know you're not going to be allowed to get asylum. You'd rather come here and have several years inside of the country and set up roots and do stuff than wait in a place that you already don't want to be. It is, I'm telling you, it's going to be ugly no matter what the weird guy at Santa Cruz County says. We're holding up the headlines.
KTAR Eyes on the Economy. Where are the men? Male workforce participation has been on a steady decline since 1990, according to Common Sense Institute Arizona. If the same rate of men were working now, Arizona would have nearly 300,000 more people filling jobs.
It's all your fault.
I took all their jobs? People want to listen to me, so they just hang out. You know what it is, though? And this is one of the things when people talk about where are the men. Some of them are losers and they're sitting at home. A lot of people of side hustle. They're not getting paychecks every day. They don't consider themselves as employed like a regular paycheck. They've side hustled and have several different gigs where they make money. It's not the same kind of thing. But yeah, there's some losers out there.
So many side hustles that they just have no form of showing that they're employed.
Well, think about it. If you work for something like an Uber, right? You're a contractor. So you're in theory not employed. You're self-employed. Maybe you sell stuff on eBay. Maybe you sell baseball cards or people make money out there. They're doing something. And the other part is, again, there's a lot of losers out there. Let's not pretend there's not a lot of guys out there that just have no want to do something.
You don't have to tell me.
I know you know. Goodness me, I know you know. Her husband's probably going, what is she talking about?
We're holding up. No, he's wonderful. He's fully employed. Don't worry.
We're holding up the headlines.
Phoenix Suns run to the championship.
Suns and Denver Nuggets square off tonight at Footprint Center with Denver holding a two-game lead in their best-of-seven series. The Suns are down point guard Chris Paul. Devin Booker says that puts more on everybody else's plates.
Just, control what you can control. We all wish injuries weren't a part of it.
Game 3 is tonight at 7. You can hear the call on 98.7 FM, the Arizona Sports app, and arizonasports.com.
I wish injuries were not a part of it.
Yeah, I think everybody wishes that on all sides. I mean, but they are a part of it. And he turns 38 tomorrow. He's got a groin injury. And we've talked about the fact that those things can be persnickety, if you will.
Well, and the injuries seem to add up quickly for Chris Paul at the end of the season.
As you get older.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Look, that's the reality of age. Who never loses? Father time. Not yet. Silicon Valley's going to figure it out, but father
AI
time.
Will fix that.
And go back 20 years. You had very few guys that were in their 30s, late 30s, mid 30s playing
it's
basketball the way
game.
They do.
All I got to say is that the Suns are winning tonight. I will put my name on it.
All right. She's put her name on it. Allie, we're going to hold her to it. If Monday they don't win, don't worry. We're going to call you out everywhere on the radio. So be prepared for that. All right. We're holding up the headlines for every single day. Brought to you by CarolHasTheBuyers.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty. Coming up, blue check mark for your emails. What? And I want you, you're on the Instagram. I want to ask you a question about the Instagram. Allie and Forgatos. The gram. The kids. The kids like it. The gram. My kids last night said, I never go on Instagram. That's for old people.
What?
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about that as well. And WESD decides to allow teachers from ACU because of, lawsuits and whatnot. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Gatos and Chad show.
Ay, mi amor.
This is the Gatos and Chad show.
All right. Now we're getting it going, huh? All right. That's what I'm talking about. Cinco de Mayo, baby. What day is Cinco de Mayo on?
I think it's the 5th of May, I think.
Oh, yeah. Maya. I love mayonnaise. So
Maya.
We'll be talking a lot about that later. Some of the questions people ask about Cinco de Mayo, hilarious. Makes us all smile. Allie and Forgatos, blue check marks on emails, because apparently Gmail is going to be doing the blue check mark thing. So you can associate what is spam and or potential phishing.
What's real and what's not.
What's real and what's not. So everybody's getting a blue check mark potentially.
I support that.
I had no problem with it.
Like, I mean, I don't care. I mean, sure, it's not going to probably impact my life too much. But the fact of the matter is that you get, everybody gets spammy, weird emails. And then you, it's, I appreciate this for my grandparents that probably won't get spammed. I know that if some weird email comes in that says, did you buy this video game for $400 on your Apple account? Whatever. I look at the email and it's like XYZ's 24111 bot. Totally. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's not a legit email.
Yeah, it's like, you're not from Atari.
Yeah.
You have a Gmail account as well. But it's funny now, everybody's trying to do that. And I brought this up because we were talking about this today, and I said to Weissman, I said, I was on Instagram last night, right? And I look, and you can pay now to get a blue check mark on Instagram.
Which is sad.
But remember when Elon does it, everybody's like, that's the stupidest thing in the world. They're like, we should probably do it too.
Oh, yeah.
And they charge like $15.
It's so dumb. The concept of like, is it dumb or is it brilliant? They can just monetize all of this. Everybody wants a blue check mark. I remember when I was in the newsroom and we were all fighting to get verified. Yeah. And it was so hard to get verified. And we'd go through this process and you had to fill out this paperwork on Twitter.
I said, I don't care.
When Twitter was the old Twitter and you didn't have to, you know, go through all the hoops and pay for it and stuff. I remember I was one of the lucky ones and I got verified and I was so excited. And then like a year later, I left news and I was changing my Twitter because I was going to my new job and I wanted to change my name and stuff like that. I lost my check mark. I thought it was the end of the world.
Lost your check mark. You have a check mark?
No, I don't have a check mark. But these companies like Twitter are starting to realize that not as many people wanted to pay for it as they had hoped.
So it quickly backfired.
So now what they're doing is they're going to mega stars like LeBron James and others. And they're saying, you don't have to pay for it. We'll just give it to you. Which makes LeBron James and others look like, you know, that they're the guys paying for it.
Yeah.
So people are like, he just pays for his clout. When in reality, it's like, no, the company is giving it to me in hopes that it'll convince other people to pay for it.
Or government agencies and stuff.
Yeah, I always thought government agencies shouldn't have to,
they don't have to pay for it.
You know, those kind of things. But one of the things, though, that I would pay $8 if you didn't sell my
information.
I would pay you $8 to not sell my information to other people. That's a fair trade-off.
They're making more money off of selling your stuff.
I know.
Than that.
But if you said to me, would you ever pay for it? No. But if they came to you, because if they're giving you something for free, you're the product.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would definitely pay $8 a month. I don't even care about the check mark if I was going to
use
it.
It's going to be a lot more than $8.
Yeah, I know. That's what sucks. I remember when this happened. Washington Elementary School District decided that this school, this Arizona Christian University, this awful, horrible school, shouldn't be having their student teachers teach there because, you went there, didn't you?
I did.
So, no, it's not an awful, I'm kidding. They didn't want their student teachers teaching there because supposedly they had signed something about the LGBTQ community. And in today's world of wokeness and wackiness and school districts and all this craziness, they couldn't have that. So they decided, you know what? You guys can't teach here.
But they were desperate and they were like, okay.
Yeah. And so the board voted 4-1 to resume ACU students, teachers teaching and had to pay $25,000. So not only your wokeness and wackiness cost you $25,000 and they still get to teach.
Yeah, double whammy.
And they said they signed some. And I asked you, did you sign?
No.
How would you even know?
I can tell you that when you go to school and you're signing all your paperwork and all the things, whether it's click here, do this, check mark, initials, whatever, it's like, I do not recall signing something like that.
Yeah.
I can assure you that I don't believe that I am okay if there is to be a man with a man. And I can also say confidently that I am still a Christian and that I am okay with everyone loving who they choose to love. And at the end of the day, that we are taught to love one another. So
there you go.
There's your lesson of the day.
But as a Christian... You know what?
You're welcome.
You've got, their whole thing is they didn't like, the board didn't like that the man and woman are, you know, marriage between a man and a woman. I love what they tweeted out. Pleased and poorer because it cost them $25,000. It is 25 student teachers. How many complaints do you think they had?
None.
Zero. So it was all about social justice.
You're going into elementary schools. You're teaching kids the basics.
You'd like to think so.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on in schools anymore.
They might have the Ten Commandments based on yesterday's conversation.
They might. Or they might be teaching kids that, of course, you can read this book. It's phenomenal. It's got great pictures in it of things that you shouldn't be seeing. Hey, score the hottest tickets in town. Suns playoff tickets. Just text tickets to 411923. Register and listen for your name today during the 4 p.m. hour for your chance to qualify for Game 3 and 4 tickets to see the Suns take on the Nuggets tonight. That's tickets to 411923. We've got more details about the murder. Now that they've caught the suspect, we'll talk about that. A lot of other stuff to get to. Allie in for Gatos and Chad Show.